It is good to look out and see all of you here. This is what we call Faithfulness Sunday. It's the Sunday after Christmas and before the New Year. It's a time where we can look back over the year and think, how was God faithful? How is Creator God faithful to me, to us? And recount that and share it with others, so that we can each be inspired by our lives. We try to do that as friends, as Quakers, to help one another grow and to live the life out in the community around us that we're in the middle of. And a few thoughts on that. You know, we can live in the past, and that's been defined, if we hold on to the past and want to be there, as depression. We can be fearful every day of the future and what it will bring, and that's been defined as anxiety. But we can live now, be surrendered and open, and that's called happiness. Enjoying being here right now, together. I'd like to read Psalm 100. It's a faithfulness psalm of gratitude. Shout to the Lord, all humans on earth. Worship the Lord in gladness and laughter. Enter God's presence with songs of exultation. Yada, or be known, and know that the Lord is God. God has made us, and we are God's own, his people, the flock which he shepherds. Enter his gates with thanksgiving and his courts with praise. Give thanks to him and bless his name, for the Lord is good and his love is everlasting. His constancy and faithfulness endures to all generations. It's good to remember that, and I think that we can ask ourselves the questions. How has God been faithful to me, to us, over this past year? And when we are ready to share, Shane will come down and take the microphone and pass it around, and you just put up your hand. But I think it's always good to begin that by sharing one's own experience. I was talking to Barb about this. And when I turned 62, some other people around me who owned businesses, I owned a business at the time, and I was getting very tired of it. I don't think I was born to be a businessman. I was an artist, I still am. But that's what I was supposed to do, to feed the family and do all that. 42 years of it, but at 62, I heard other people retiring, and I thought, that's what I needed to do. I was sick and tired of things, sick and tired of being sick and tired. You all understand what I'm saying. Well, it didn't happen. And I had to learn the hard lessons of patience and endurance. And I think patience and endurance are some of the hardest lessons in our lives, when things aren't turning out quite like we think that they should, and we have to wait. We have to keep praying. We have to live now, not live in the future, not sit around and think how things used to be. So, this year, it happened. I was able to sell the business and retire from the business. And I am so grateful. That has been a wonderful thing. I can ask myself, would I have enjoyed it as much at 62? Now that I'm 73? Maybe not. Maybe not. But I don't know that story, because that story didn't happen, did it? So that's my faithfulness story that I want to share with you this morning. And I want us to just sit in quiet for a minute and center down on what Creator God may be whispering to you, to share, to inspire others, to remember that God is faithful.